Well, I would call it, I think Vietnamese is a tonal language.
Yeah.
So that makes it difficult for anybody, especially for me, who's a bit deaf.
Yeah.
Could you give us an illustration of that tonal differences?
Yeah, I mean, like, even my name has a different meaning if you say it in different ways. So you could, most people would say my name, Hua, no accent, you know, Hua, but that has a meaning of flower. Also, that's a female name, so, you know, you go to Vietnam and say, I want to speak to Hua, and they just have no idea who you're talking about.
No, I thought you were a female, didn't I, David?
Yeah, so because you don't say it properly.
Yeah.
But my name is actually Hua, going down with a tone above the O, in my H-O-A, so it's Hua. It means peace. So you can do Hua, go up with Hua, that means to change or to reform or to evolve, that kind of meaning, and then Hua, that means bad luck, or Hua, that means to fire. So it's all these different things. So you got, if you don't listen carefully, you can miss just that little bit of difference. So that's every single word that you have to learn to, you know, so you've got to time up by six almost the vocab just to get the language. So it took me at least 4 years